The parallel economy has empowered us to care for our health, well-being, as well as longevity. Likewise, for us pet parents who now have a place to go when it comes to keeping the family dogs, cats, even horses in the best shape possible. As a dog dad, I'm thrilled to be working with Pet Club 24/7, a company founded by two guys who lost dogs to serious conditions, including cancer. Pet Club 24/7 has an incredible array of products, including a line of supplements for humans, such as the Inforce Plus Corollius Versicolor and Inforce Corollius Versicolor with Reishi. My friend and colleague, Christina Ferrari, a cancer survivor herself, swears by it.
When I was diagnosed, the doctor in the emergency room told me, "You have 2 years to live."
Oh boy.
Along with the stem cell, I took these. I have been in remission for 8 years now.
For dogs, mush puppy treats are a fan favorite. Rex, you want to? Oh boy. He came right. Oh, there he is. They are also made with the Coriolis versicolor mushroom, which supports their immune system, according to hundreds of clinical studies. Here's Kristen Ludlow, National Vice President.
That strain does matter. We do have the most potent strain, and we also extract it in a proprietary way. And that's why we've been having such wonderful experiences with these products.
Mush puppies are made here in the U.S. There are no fillers. It's non-addicting. Your dog can't accidentally overdose. Go to drdrew.com/petclub247 for a discount off the list price. That is drdrew.com. PETCLUB 247, Pet Club 247.
Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, a place where Susan can introduce to you psychics, clairvoyance, past lives, and paranormal experiences. Now, here's your host, Susan Pinsky.
Hey, I'm back. It's Susan Pinsky, and I'm so excited to be in a Facebook Live studio with co-host Psychic Rebel Colby.
Hello.
Who happens to have her show here every Thursday night, and you have to check it out. We are trying out the system and want to see if we can bring some spirit into you visually, as well as on a podcast. I just did two shows today with my husband called This Life, You Live with Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood. Check those out. That's what I've been up to lately. I am sorry because I haven't been around. I'm a producer and I'm also just trying to develop some new ideas, and I came to Colby's show, and I fell in love with the studio, so I want you guys to check it out and paste the show or share the show today if you know anybody who'd like to see this in a live format. We have a psychic calling in from Australia. You may know her, Khalees Simone. And she's able to come to us via Zoom, and you'll be able to see her. Can you see her?
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys.
Hi, Khalees.
Hi, Khalees.
Hi.
Yeah, so we're also going to have another spiritual guide come flying in the door in a bit. His name's Joshua John DiLorenzo, and he just happened to be in town, but he's lost on the freeway somewhere. So he's going to come in halfway through the show, and we're going to have another guest come in. But first, we have an amazing guest here who I recently met and have fallen in love with. I can't give you too much information, but her name is Julie, and she's very excited to be here, too. Hi, Julie.
Hi. Hi, Susan. Yes, love is the mutual with you.
Okay. So anyways, before we get started, I just want to say thank you to everybody who has, you know, reached out to me and said, you know, I love your podcast. I really want more shows. I do have my podcast behind a premium paywall because I had planned on doing more shows. But if you want to go to my app, you can, for $1.99 a month, you can get all the shows. But I will be continuing some new podcasts, and hopefully we can drum up some new ways to use spiritualism in podcasting and Facebook. But thank you so much for saying that you like my show, because I really appreciate it. And I do love doing this show as well. So also check out drdew.com if you want to see a lot of other podcasts that I'm involved with, because that is sort of my goal, is to work with my husband and people in recovery and people who need health problems. I mean, we deal with people that are alive and have problems. And then, you know, we also want to help people here when they lose loved ones and they want to have some kind of spiritual guidance. So anyways, I'd like to say hi again to Julie. Thank you for joining us. I'd introduce you to Psychic Rebel Colby.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
And Khalees, of course. So
Hi. This
is where I hand off to them and I just sort of let them do their thing. So if you want to just get started, go ahead.
I will, actually, if Julie doesn't mind. Julie, do you mind if I kind of jump in and kind of just give you some of the things I'm just getting, and then we can see if they resonate with you?
Okay.
Okay, so a couple things. Like, the first thing I heard is she's a survivor. So I keep feeling like there's been battle after battle, like maybe a history of battles for you. Does that make sense? Like, you are a survivor. Can you resonate with that?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. And then also, is there a book around you, or did you write a book? Because I'm keep hearing that there's a book about your story, or book you're supposed to be writing to tell your story. Have you started a book?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And then the other thing too, now there's just so much, and then I gotta let like Khalees jump in too. There's a father, I feel like there's a father in spirit around you, and I feel like this man or this person who would have been like a father to you, there's just this history of finding reconciliation. Like, you really had to kind of work on finding some reconciliation. So can you understand a man in spirit that would be like a father to you, but also this reconciliation, this needing of healing, or this needing of forgiveness?
There is somebody who passed who was like a father figure to me. But we had gone through that. And by the time he passed, I didn't know that he had left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you understand? Okay. So I just have to tell you. So you definitely understand this person who would have been like a father, and then you reconcile prior to the passing, right? I have to tell you, he just kind of, I mean, like, I can barely get a sentence out with him wanting to make sure that he is here, letting you know that he's here for you, and wasn't going to miss this. And just to let you know that, like, you are so dear to him. You're so special to him. And, you know, always that relationship you had, I think you always knew that relationship was very, very special. And whether there was a miscommunication or misunderstanding or whatever the case may be, it's like when he passed, it was, I want you to know that you were like a muse to him. I was going to say you were like a Farrah Fawcett. I don't even have any clue why I would have said that, but you were like a muse to him, okay? And I just have to tell you that he is so happy for you, you know, and just so happy where you are in your life and where you're going with everything, and just really how much you've really started to take control of your own life and really create the success that is like just about to unfold for you. I think in books or film or something along those lines, I just keep feeling like it's going to blow up. This thing is going to go crazy in the next year.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, Khalees, do you wait?
Yeah.
Sorry. She's got much energy.
Roll, so I know. Oh, I don't interrupt.
She's got so much energy with her.
Yeah, Julie, you've got an extremely strong, grounded spirit. And I guess that links back to what Colby was saying about being a survivor. But do you understand why I keep getting drawn to the heart chakra and a lot of anxiety around love and relationships with you?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like there's been love. The biggest word I get around this is patience. There's going to be new love coming in. I do not want you to keep wasting time with situations that don't work. The heart, the way I see it is like as soon as you meet someone, your heart gets really, really big and you fall in love very quickly. It's very, very sincere, but it's not always the right choice. And it's because it's almost like, and I totally get why you do this, it's like you want the love so badly that you're willing to fall in love and compromise in a situation that isn't quite perfect for you.
And the message from Spirit is that you should wait, be a little bit patient. It's not going to be too much longer. The number three comes up. You may have to wait 3 more months. It may be in a March month that you meet this person, but I just want to let you know it's not long now. So can you just please be a little bit more patient? Mm-hmm. I also feel like I want to give you an M as well. So I don't know if there's an M name around this, but I'm going to give that to you too in case it makes sense later on. Is that okay?
Okay. And three, I can't, three, you brought up three. I've been married twice and I want my third husband.
There will be one.
Yeah, there will.
There will be one. Just yeah. Please be patient.
Yeah. I'm not being that patient. So thank you.
Yeah. And you're not doing anything wrong. You have to learn certain lessons from those two. And it's almost like, you know how three is kind of like a spiritual completion number, like third time lucky, but you know, the first chapter, the second chapter, the third chapter. You're in Act 3.
Okay.
And Act 3 is completion.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And it's what? And it's
completion.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like the crystal has formed, and a crystal has such positive energy. It has a spiritual vibration to it. You're not going to compromise in this life. Okay. You understand this? You've been through and I don't want to dig up your personal life on radio or on the podcast,
everybody else has.
You know that you've been through heartache, you know that you've been controlled, almost like emotional abuse. You've seen it all. And I feel like every time you got back up and every time you told yourself it was going to be better, and it will be better. So just be a little bit more patient because it is coming. I have to talk to you about work as well real quick. Okay. I see that you're pulling away from a very stable project to be creative and wacky and just try something from the heart. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Don't be afraid to try something new, but don't let go of what you have. It's very good.
Okay.
I don't want you to put all your eggs in one basket for the new project. I don't mind it. It celebrates who you are. But I don't feel that that's going to take off in the direction you need it to. I feel that the stuff that you've put the hard work and energy and the foundation into, that's where the focus needs to be right now. And it's just like with the love, I don't want you to go off and sort of take off on this journey of it's amazing and you get lost in the excitement of it. Just try to stay grounded and finish what you started with the other project, because that needs to be focused on, okay. Even if it is boring and mundane. Okay. It will bring rewards in the future.
And I feel like with this romance, I feel like I agree with Khalees that there's definitely a third husband coming, but it is really great. This is a person that it's going to be very relaxed. Like the first two marriages feel like they were a little crazy, a little on the go all the time, or, you know, this third one makes me feel like it's going to be more relaxed. I see you being able to just kind of enjoy some time away, some peace time. And then just also this feeling of feeling safe with this person, feeling emotionally safe with this person, you know? And I think that that's going to be a big factor for you, okay? And then can I ask, this is going to sound ridiculous, isn't it? I, honest to God, I wrote down something called hot rod car. Do you have a connection to hot rod cars? That's got to be the most ridiculous thing I've ever said.
Oh, my gosh.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes total sense.
You can tell her.
Oh, I can?
Yes.
Well, how can I tell her? Can you tell her?
Well, you were a model. You were in a video in a hot rod car, which was a huge, it was a, what, which?
Should I say the name of the band?
Yeah, go ahead.
My first husband was a rock star, and he was in a band called Whitesnake. And they did all their videos, and one of them called Here I Go Again. I was a ballerina and a gymnast when I was younger, and so I danced on the hood of the car. And so everybody knows me from these videos.
Oh my God.
He's in television.
I don't know if Colby was alive.
I was alive. That is so funny.
That is awesome.
That is actually funny.
Yeah, she wrote it down. I was like, she's
on it. I was like,
it.
Either hot rod, car, rod. I was like, I couldn't, I wasn't like, Rod Stewart, like, what does this go with? What's happening here? So,
Julie, I keep getting a lot of pressure from the energy of your mom. Would you understand this need to really please her at the moment and feeling kind of like, ugh, about the whole relationship? Like, I see her energy coming in and I feel like there's been a lot of pressure from her, like from within you, to be something that she would be proud of?
Yeah, I think probably what you're picking up on is, you know, now that my kids are older, and I need to reconcile with my mom. She's not here. And
Hold on with that, because I saw her energy coming in, and I wasn't sure if it's just that you'd been hanging out with her or if it's that it's actually her coming in. Would you understand that she slowed down physically in her later years from a health issue, that her mobility was limited, and that she may have needed physical support standing and moving around, and that that was very frustrating for her? I do also see the propensity to play the victim role with her, but that she was quite proud in her earlier years. So she would have sort of been somewhat of, I'm very proud of who I am, but then as she became more reliant, almost a little bit high maintenance in her later years, owing to her condition. I need you to know that a lot of her harshness or intensity came from a place of insecurity and fear, and that she's been close with you at this time to try and drop the level of energy around you a little bit, in the sense that helping you sleep at night, helping you push the anxiety away, and just like this energy of peace to say it's okay to be afraid, but there's nothing to be afraid of. And I see a teddy bear as her energy comes through as well, just another sign of comfort, that you know that if you do relax about what's going on around you and you do just accept that where you are in the present moment, everything will be okay. And I feel like that's the hardest part, is just accepting that this is where I am and this is not where I thought I would be, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? She also shows me what looks like candles in a candle holder. Would you know if that's significant to you at all? And it looks like they're joined together, almost like a menorah or something like that.
Yes.
But I'm only seeing two of them. Only two of them are lit up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how does that resonate with you?
Well, we're Jewish. So.
Okay. Well, she called
well,
that
there
one.
There you go.
I want to tell you that I think there's something to do with the timing of that. So just keep in mind that two of the candles are lit, okay, and the others are not. And know that I don't know.
And
if
I would blow out those candles because there's a big fire truck.
Yeah, I'm in Manhattan at the moment, so.
Oh, you are.
No, I just focus on the timing. I believe
I thought you were in Australia.
That's somewhere in. No, I'm in Australia next week. Oh. Sorry. Yeah, when you said I was in Australia, I was like, oh, whatever.
Such a glamorous intro.
I will see you soon in LA. I'm all over the place. But there's something to do with the timing. I think is it Hanukkah when you do all the candles and count the days and things like that?
Wait, so Khalees, aren't you Jewish too?
Yes, I'm a spiritualist.
You are.
You might want to put a little mark on your calendar on those 2 days in or 2 days left around Hanukkah, just to see what it is that she's trying to draw your attention to around that time. There's something to do with relationships and marriage, because I keep seeing a gold ring with a tiny stone or a tiny engraving in a star shape, and it's not Star of David. It's more like an asterisk shape.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I have one of those exact ones in my safe from my grandfather on my dad's side, and it has this shape on it.
There you
go. Right. And it's like a band. Yeah.
Yeah. I have that.
Possibly it's to do with
my grandfather, who's not here anymore, obviously. Not obviously, but, and I miss him so much.
Okay. Yeah. Would you know as well if he put on a little bit of weight before he passed, if he had a bit of weight around his midsection? Because I just want to see if I'm tuning into him or if this is another man coming through. I feel someone who's lost his hair as well at the top.
Another chubby daddy.
He's not a chubby dude. He's just got a belly.
My grandfather, my other grandfather, my mom's dad, he could be coming through.
I feel like I'm on the father's side, and I feel like this man's wearing glasses.
My dad's dad, the one that I have the ring.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you know if he lost his hair or was thinning hair at the top before he passed?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. I feel like he just wants to say hello, and he comes through with some really upbeat music behind him. And I feel like
you would. Papa Joe.
Yeah, he just wants to say it's not that bad. And he's showing me that he put up with a lot during his lifetime. He struggled a lot. He worked very, very hard. Yes. And he keeps telling me, do you know if he did anything with investigations or forensic or science or anything small? Because I feel like I'm really getting the details of tiny things here with him. Hmm. That sounds strange, but.
Well, I mean, he came over, you know, from Russia to Ellis Island. Okay. And he was a very, very smart man. And I miss him so much. He was the life of the party. Said, coming in with the music,
that yes.
would be Papa Joe.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel like he just needs you to say hello, and this is probably a religious connection to do with the ring. He wants you to be patient and not be scared, because there's really nothing to be scared of. The biggest message from Spirit is if you look around you, you've already been provided with everything you need. Nothing's going to change. Hmm. You've always been given what you need. And you will have that moving forward.
Julie, I just want to share. I've got a dog in spirit that wants to say hi to you. So I feel like there's a dog that you've got a dog. And I just feel like this dog would have been, you know, it's been a few years, you know, since this dog passed. But it gives me this feeling where this dog was there, like, through a major, major part of your life. Like, a lot of emotions. It's like this dog would have been almost like an emotional support dog to you. And does that make sense? Like, this dog in...
Yeah, it does. It's so bizarre that you say that, because my brother just found a picture of the three of us when we were young, and Shaney.
Oh.
Beautiful in Hebrew.
Okay.
And it was my dog, and I won that dog on a Bob Barker show.
Well, the dog makes me feel like a bit of a princess. You know what I mean? Feel like, you know,
that's so nice.
A little bit of a diva, but I just feel like there's a total sense like where the dog also feels very, very special to you, like this huge emotional connection. Like, and I think there's no mistake that you would have won this dog, because it really, again, was needed there for someone to love you unconditionally, like, especially during that time, to say I love you unconditionally. And I just feel like, you know, having that dog is, you know, just a reminder. And the fact that, you know, they come in just to kind of remind you of how loved you are and how lovable you are, because sometimes you forget how loving of a person you are, and you can be just so hard on yourself, and you tend to look at things that you're not doing, or you know, things you've been told, rather than embracing this beautiful goddess that you are. Yeah.
Julie, I have one more message to add to that.
Okay.
At the moment, if possible, could you space out your work obligations at the moment and just put a bit more time in between each task you're doing? So I feel like Spirit saying, why is she back to back? She does not need to be back to back. Why is she doing this to herself?
Oh my gosh, I have been waiting for someone to say that to me.
Yeah, why? Just do it yourself. They're giving you permission. They're giving you the permission that you wouldn't give yourself.
Gosh, I can't. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I said that to my daughter a couple weeks ago, and she goes, yeah, Mom, because I wasn't sure how she was going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of doing this. I don't want to keep, I said, at the first of the year, I'm not going to do it anymore. And she said, yeah, that's good, Mom.
Yeah. The message is no more. No more of this back-to-back, because you have time. It's almost like there was a significant birthday, and I don't want to announce your age on air, but I am getting a number that ends in 3. And 20. I'm being shown a significant 23. So, so I'm being shown a significant birthday, and I'm being shown that it's like a realization point for you. And it was the time at which things either have, if you're coming up to the 3, it's the time at which things cannot be tolerated anymore. Or if you've been past the 3, it's the time at which things have imploded and that you needed to create that space. So just be aware of that.
Okay. Well, that's funny. The last number of the first number is two threes put together.
She shoots, she scores. Yes.
Yeah. But it's funny because okay. that's 2-3, right? So that's actually kind of funny.
Yeah. So when you turn 23, just be aware that that's the point at which you can't keep up this lifestyle anymore. You're going to need to actually kind of, you know, just go to bed on time and behave and honor yourself and love yourself, because you're a very spiritual being. And you're extremely intuitive to the point where you don't even have to be speaking to Colby and myself to get these messages. You could probably get them your own through meditation alone. You just haven't given yourself the space.
But then she'll think she's crazy, Khalees. Yeah. It doesn't work like that. You go, oh, God, I'm having all these thoughts. Is this normal? I can feel their presence. So now you need to marry a yoga instructor and somebody really mellow that you feel comfortable with and find yourself and get, you know, healthy and well. And I mean, obviously you're doing that. You're on your own.
Yeah, I am on my own. And that's part of the problem. That's why I've been thanking for the allowing me to be patient. I have friends that go, why don't you go on Match? Why don't you? And
you won't need to. He'll come to you.
Okay. And another friend is like, no, you can't. You can't go on Match. I mean, you're going to. You know. So anyway, I mean, but
what about J Date?
Yeah,
I'm sure my mom will give you a nice lecture on that.
My dad would be very happy for sure.
Drew's laughing. Drew's actually in the studio. He's laughing right now. No, I mean, what do you think, Tawny? Actually, I want to tell everybody this is Tawny Katane. She's well known as an actress in Hollywood, and she has had two marriages that were very high profile and a lot of energy. She's also very spiritual from what I can tell.
And apparently was on top of a car.
Yeah, she was on top of it. That's her famous photo.
Is it?
Did I send it to you, Tawny?
Can we see it?
Yeah, do you have something?
I sent the beautiful headshot, but we'll post it. She she also was just on.
Okay. Where is it? Oh, wait. It went to the likes there.
That's so funny.
We're looking for
it. Oh, wow.
Wait.
Look at that. Huh.
My Instagram.
Oh, my God. Look at that. She's on top of a car.
Yes, she was. Yes. And so. She's
amazing.
She also was on my husband's show, Celebrity Rehab, and she's now working on some other stuff. And I mean, I really appreciate you opening up your heart to this, because it's always, I mean, my beautiful friends are always really good at helping with future predictions and how to sort of, you know, grow in your life. And they always give really good advice. Maybe I'll get a reading one of these days, but do you have any questions?
I everybody, you guys were just so right on with everything, with the three and the patience and the car, which is amazing. And the dog, you're right. I have to have patience. I'm so ready for that love. I'm so ready. But yet my problem is I don't drink. I don't hang out at bars. So where am I supposed to meet
this?
Yeah,
it's hard when you don't drink.
I see him coming to you. I don't feel that you're going to need to get out there and actually change anything or do anything. I just feel like he's going to cross paths with you through your daily routine. And I feel like it may even be, like, I've got an image of you really dressed up, all glammed up. Maybe you're going to a shoot or you're filming something, and I've got him walking past you. You haven't met this person yet. But I feel like it's going to be through something, almost like you're both walking down the corridor of an office, and he's going into that room and he said, "Who was that? I need to meet her." So he's gonna find you. Do you understand this?
Well, I always do say, though, I don't believe FedEx and UPS is delivering soulmates at our front door. So I feel like he's a business person. I feel like he's, so if he's in the film industry, he'd be more on the back end of the business side of things, because I'm getting more of a business pull. But you know, I think is just finding things that you enjoy, finding hobbies outside of bars and drinking, then finding, you know, like Khalees was saying, you are very spiritual. So find a center that, you know, embraces that. Go to classes there and maybe you'll cross paths there. But I do think it's a combination of getting outside of the box that you've created, because I think sometimes there's some anxiety maybe for you when you're out in public. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I just said bingo.
Oh, okay. And yeah. So it's working on that anxiety. But also, you know, so working on the anxiety, getting out of your own box that you've kind of created, that own fortress you've created, but also just trusting the timing, you know, trusting that timing on top of it, surrendering instead of saying, Spirit, where is it? Where are they? What are they doing? It's just enjoying this journey and this path that you're on so that your energy gets into the right place, your vibration is in the right place, that you call in the right person. The right person is right in that spot for you.
Can I add one last thing there as well? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Yes, please.
Earlier you said that being alone is the problem. And as you said that, I heard that's actually the solution. So I don't know what kind of mayhem you were in before, but just know that being alone is the solution at this point in time.
Okay.
If you were still in what you were in, you would not meet the guy that's coming, because you cannot, you're very loyal. You cannot take your eyes off, no matter how terrible of a relationship situation you're in, you are not going to let go until your hands are burning from holding on.
Yes.
You understand this?
100%.
So being alone is the solution.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't care if you have to wake up and say that 10 times every morning as your affirmation, but just please hear that.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, I think that's been so very helpful.
No idea.
I'm glad that resonated. I'm really excited.
I always say you can't find Mr. Right if you're holding on to Mr. Wrong.
Absolutely.
Well, wow. we're gonna have to wrap this up, and I just wanted to tell you thanks again for opening up for the reading and sharing with all your fans and you know, maybe, you know, we can do it again. And follow up later when you have the new man. We want to know all about it and come to your wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, could happen. And and we'll probably, you know, and I hate to say goodbye. I hate to do that, but we have to take another caller. So you know, just
Susan, thank you so much for this. Thank you, girls. I really appreciate everything that you said. You guys hit on everything, and you've given me a lot to think about. And you really touched my heart. And so, aww. Thank you.
You're most welcome. It was a pleasure. Thanks for allowing us to read for you.
Of course. Thank you. Aww. And Susan, we'll text later, okay?
Well, God bless you, and thanks for being a guest on two shows today. She was on This Life You Live with Mike and Drew earlier, and that was a great show, and I want everybody to go over there and see that. Also, where can we find you, Tawny?
You can find me at Tawny Katane on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
And that's spelled K-I-T-A-E-N.
Exactly.
Yes.
Which is really horrible spelling. Like me,
but she has it. She has
the A and the E back.
And you have shows coming up, and she's an actress, and you may have seen her in many, you know, great movies. Yeah,
America's People, Married with Children, Seinfeld. It's just go to my IMDb.
Awesome.
A lot of people know who you are. It's just
so
none of my psychics.
Julie, her middle
my
name?
Psychics don't get out much. That's all. They just
is Julie her middle name?
No, Julie's her actual name.
Oh, okay. But,
I was like, did I hear that wrong?
Yeah.
Or is someone trying to trick me? I mean, either way.
I don't like people to say, oh, you know, she was Googling while she was looking up your, you know.
Not but possible.
As you can see on live Facebook or TV or whatever you call this, Colby was not using her phone. She did not Google the car. She didn't know. It just came to her in a vision.
I mean, truth, though, I only got hot rod car. I didn't get her being all up on it. I mean, that would have been good.
Have this image of you.
That's so strange. It's so strange how you get those images. It just totally blows my mind.
It would have been nice to get the...
I wonder what you see me doing sometimes. Okay. So, anyways, you have a great evening and, you know, go share with your family and kiss everybody and enjoy your evening and feel better. And we will see you hopefully on Botched pretty soon. And also want to send everybody over to This Life for the previous podcast. And
love you.
You live. Thank you. We hope to see you soon.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, so since we don't have any ads, we can just move on into the next segment of the show, which is really lovely. Joshua John is coming, but I don't think he's there yet. He's having a hard time, but that's fine. Oh, waiting. He's at the light on Gower, so he is very close, so I'll let you know. Yeah, you might have to. But while we're sitting here, I want to also thank our next guest who's calling in from Chicago. He just flew from LA, and I'm really thankful that you were able to get to your house and to your computer. I just want to have a testing 1, 2, 3 from you and not say who you are. Yet.
Yeah, can you hear me there?
Oh, beautiful. I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you for calling in. Also, we have a someone you know who is also calling in from Denver. I think she's in Denver right now, but that's where she lives. Cindy Keza.
Oh, great.
Hey,
Cindy. Cindy, how are you?
How's it going, Nico?
Very, very well. Thank you.
So anyways, we're not going to give too much information, but I've been wanting to have Nico on the show for a year. We set something up about a year ago, and it didn't follow through. It fell through, unfortunately. But we finally get to meet, and you get to be live. We get to see your beautiful face.
Yeah, it's great. Good to see you again.
He's quite the looker, you guys.
He kind of is. Actually, I was like, ooh.
I got to see him in person.
You should. I got to see him with his shirt off.
I think we're all going to write swipe.
There's three women in the studio. They're all standing up to come around and look.
We've all just right swiped him. We've all right swiped Nico.
Swipe right.
I'm swiping right back at you.
Sorry, we have to sexually harass you here.
Are we going on a date, Nico? Is this a date?
I think so.
This is kind of like psychic dating match here. So, because Cindy knows you, I'm gathering up my psychic friends. I haven't seen anybody in a long time. And honestly, it's sort of weird because they all kind of came through at the same time right before she's writing stuff down. So get your stuff up. Drew and I happened to be on the Tyler Henry Hollywood Medium show a year ago. We taped this, and it's actually airing in 2 weeks. So I just thought it would be, here's some pictures of us. I was with Tyler Henry. Look, everybody, you can see me in my, right by my front door, which I had to buy a new front door because they were going to film it. And it actually came out really well, thank God, because it was so beat up. I said, I've got to get a new door. But, I just want to say it's going to air on the 23rd of August, which is a week from Wednesday. I'm also going to be at a podcast award show that exact same day in Anaheim. Drew has been nominated for the Dr. Drew podcast. Yay. So we'll be down there. So
awesome.
I won't really be able to do a premiere party or anything because I'm going to be in Anaheim. But everything always falls on the same day in my life. I don't know why that is. Why is that, Colby?
I don't know. It's maybe your synchronicity day.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a big day. So, but I wanted to say that Drew was blown away. He was actually very good. He's as good as Colby. He's as good as Khalees. He's as good as Cindy. He's extremely charming, and he was able to tap into my family, my father, and also Drew's uncle, which nobody really knows anything about. He was the. It's such a well-produced show. They have a lot of celebrities. I think he stole my idea. I'm sorry, because I was doing this podcast way before the show ever started. But I did find it to be a really calming event. Like, we had like a 4-hour reading. I mean, he sat there on the couch. Wow. He sweat so much that I still have his sweat ring on the silk chair. I made a huge mistake putting him on a silk chair. But but he came in and he said some of the funniest things. We had such a good time. But we're on the season finale, because I don't know why we always end up on the season finale. Because we just, I guess we're characters. I'm not sure. But I want everybody to tune in and, you know, see my reading. It was kind of fun. It was, and I kind of added myself. Usually what they do is they interview the celebrity and then they put the wives behind the TV screen and then they go, you know, the background. I was like, no. I'm getting in there. You're going to get me and Drew together. And he was, because Drew's kind of like, I don't want to do this. You know, I mean, we do this all the time and I don't know what to say. This is going to make me, and I was like, come on, let's just do it. So, but he was really charming. I do want to get him on this podcast. And, he said he would do it, but I'm having a hard time connecting because he's so damn busy. So anyways, Tyler, if you can come on the show, I would like to get you a psychic reading from my psychics, because they would probably blow your mind. So that's an invitation. And I'll also try to get Anderson Cooper for you. Okay. So so anyways, what I really would love to do is have Colby and Khalees read you, Nico. Because you're very special to me. I met you, and I don't want to give too much information, and I really connected with you. And, you know, we've been friends over the past year. You know, I would say more than just like Twitter friends or whatever. We text each other. I feel like a mother to you. I feel like, you know, nice. When I met you, there was no like sexual tension or anything. Although, you know, if I was 25 years younger, maybe. But but I had a great time with you when I met you, and you were very
poor
sincere.
Nico.
And you weren't psycho. So I'm gonna let them,
that you know of.
But I just hope that they can, you know, bring something to light for you, and I'll just let him get started now that I've talked about myself for a long time.
Right.
You want to start, Colby?
I can start. Yeah. Nico, I guess the feeling I get around you is, well, I got two words. I get this feeling that you're definitely an artist of some sort and also doing some sort of producing as well. So do you have any connection to producing or putting projects together, something along those lines? Or is it like a goal that you'd like to do, can I ask?
Yeah, right now I'm starting kind of a little project right now. So
okay, good. Okay, and so you're doing some producing on it as well. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And then I get this feeling like I can't just peg you as one thing. Like I wrote down actor and then I said no, and then I felt like musician. Like I just feel like you're multi-talented, multi-dimensional. So I keep feeling like you go from one thing to the other. In fact, like one thing too long will get you bored. You almost need to pick up something over and over again, like your palette. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then there's a feeling too, I think people really misunderstand you a lot. Like I feel like you have to work extra hard so that people really kind of get a chance to give you a chance. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really musically inclined at all, but yeah, I'm always switching things up a lot. So
okay. And I just get this strong feeling where I just think that this is like where you're going to me makes me feel like it's this next step after next step after next step. And I feel like you end up doing your own thing, having your own thing. It's all by you. You kind of run it. You're the head person on it. And then there's people around it who are part of the team on it is the feeling I keep getting.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the feeling I get.
That sounds nice.
You know what's kind of funny about the fact that you said that you're not musically inclined is that I did, as soon as Colby said something about producing, I wanted to put like a bass in your hands, not so much a guitar, but a bass. And then I got an image of Dave Grohl, and he made this speech one time when I saw him at Madison Square Garden, where he said, he told the story about how Nirvana just kind of picked up their instruments and figured it out. None of them ever had lessons. They just were self-taught. And I do feel that energy around you, this energy of experimentation and feeling your way through and making it work. But the biggest emphasis is making it work, because that's what you want. So whatever this project is, know that if you want it and if this is where you feel you need to be, you will make it work. I don't want you to feel like it's not for you. And what's really interesting about this is I keep getting other images of things that are going on in your life right now. And I feel like there's this roller coaster that's coming around. And I almost am excited to say, like, I want to go out on a limb and say it's November this year. But if it's not, it's November next year. But you're about to jump on this roller coaster where things happen very, very quickly for you. And you need to be very organized for this. Get your finances organized. Get your loans ready, because you're about to be plunged into a world you've never been into that's going to move very, very quickly. Okay. And I see you now going out, having a good time, partying, and this may have been before, but I feel like you've been in this space where you're going really hard and someone's in this voice in your head saying you need to sober up, and you're saying, why? What for? And yeah. I almost agree with you. I'm like, what for? But it's because in 2 or 3 months from now, you're going to be plunged into this world where things move extremely fast for you, and you're going to need to be ready, and you're going to need to be prepared. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah.
Too much sense.
A little bit, but yeah.
Why? Two more things real quick. Why do I keep feeling like I want to stand on the beach? Do you have a connection to the beach or the ocean?
Well, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's a huge thing. You know, I was, working on boats for the last 6 years. That's like a
big because every time I looked down on my feet, I saw like those friendship bands and like toe rings and all this kind of like beach. I felt like my feet were on the beach and I'm still here in Manhattan, and I'm like, damn, I want to be on the beach.
yeah, the beach, definitely, you know, that was a big part of my life. So
yeah, your heart's very much still there. The other thing that I felt with you is a loss of a father figure or a mentor recently. So I just wanted to let you know that I'm not sure if your father has crossed or if this is just a father figure in general, but there was a change in your life where there was a lot of regret towards a relationship with a father figure or a mentor. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And to just please try to be at peace with that, because the other figure in that relationship does not feel that you let them down.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Because I do feel you carry that with you still today.
Yeah. I think from time to time, definitely. Because, I mean, like a few years ago, my dad passed away. So that was a pretty big moment in my life. So,
am I correct that you put your life on hold after that happened, or you just changed direction very severely? Because I feel like I've gone from a straight path heading to the right to full left, and I'm just almost running away from what I thought I needed to just try anything else.
Yeah. That's when I kind of joined yachting. So,
okay.
That was a big difference there.
You did need that. That wasn't you being rebellious or like foolish or anything like that. You did need that period in your life. But I feel like now you're ready to come back, and you're about to, I mean, if you've been on a yacht, you're about to get on like a freaking jet cat and just go. So, get ready. I'll leave that with you.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. It's great.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I feel like it's leaving. Like, I think he's like entering a whole new chapter, though. It feels to me like there's a whole new beginning, and like this whole feeling of building like a family, or building, you know, like kind of starting to look at his life and say, you know, wait a second, I'm really realizing what's really important in my life. And so I get the feeling that there's a whole transition. So again, so I'm not, I mean, maybe the yachting will always be important, but are you moving away from this yacht? Like, I just see you more focused on like maybe family or something like that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You know, lots has changed over the last few years. So now, you know, I'm living back in Chicago and left yachting and just kind of exactly that, focusing on my family and, you know, kind of what's important.
Nico, I am being shown an image, almost like a silhouette of you holding hands with a woman, and this feels like a girlfriend, someone that's same generation as you. Are you okay if I talk about this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I do feel that there is somewhat of a letting go of the strength of the energy between the two of you, and that it might feel like it needs to happen or you're not sure when it's supposed to happen. But I do feel like this next chapter of your life is going to focus all the energy on you and your projects, and that you might need to restructure all areas of your life to make that happen.
Yeah.
And I see everyone fulfilling their life contract because you let that happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
So you may need to bring higher energy into your life, and she will need to find a vibrational match as well.
Mm.
Not to say that this is a depressing thing, because this is going to allow the two of you to enter a greater chapter of development so that you can each fulfill your destiny.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And please ask questions about that if you want to, because I don't want it to feel like a burden, because it's not.
Yeah, well, I mean, with any change like that, you know, obviously a lot of things change during something like that. So you need to be able to balance that. So I get what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like it survived up until, and this may have been something that's already happened. Am I correct that it's a bit in the past, or that it's coming right now? It's hard to tell.
I would think about now, like a little bit in the past, but now. A lot of things are starting up right now. So
I would like to see you guys use a little bit of mediumship with Nico. If you could tap into a little bit more about his, you know, his spirits and stuff, if you could.
Sure.
Is that something you can do? Or I hate to ask Colby how to transition, because she does it as she does, but
I
feel the energy of his father's here. If you want me to connect to that, I just have so much other stuff to say.
Yeah, but I think he's more interested. But,
well, I was.
Do you want to do that?
Okay,
Colby, go. Yeah.
Well, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I felt the strong fatherly energy coming through, actually over your left shoulder. Normally the spirits come to me, but I saw him coming through to you. And that he wants you to, it's like as he steps forward, I feel like I want to give you two words, like time and short, like the time was too short. And am I correct that he was not super old when he passed, like possibly in his 60s or close to that age?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that and that there would have been something with the circulatory system, possibly the blood, that would have caused him to leave his body.
Not really. I mean, he had like a head wound.
Oh, okay. Because I just see it going, moving through the body, and I felt like it was moving through to different parts. So I'm not sure if there was something that moved through that sort of affected other parts of the body, but I won't go into detail with that too much.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to let you know that I feel that he was very good at problem solving while he was with us, and that he was a very focused man and very particular and determined in the path that he would take to approach life. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah. I mean,
would you also understand why I see him wearing a blazer going like this, like the suit? It's really important that he has his suit jacket on.
I'm not too sure, to be honest. Yeah, he wasn't really around, so possibly, but I wouldn't know.
Okay, I definitely feel like I'm pulling at my lapels here and that I'm straightening up. So maybe he's just dressing up for the occasion or putting on a jacket because he knows that he's with us. But I do feel a very sort of strong presence with him. And I feel like he's coming through because he needs you to know that, he wants you to just stay where you are and focus and settle down. It's a real dad message, I'm sorry. He just wants you to focus and settle down and stay where you are.
He wants you to have six kids and...
no more partying.
No more drinking.
To be present and to stay with the family, but also keep moving in the direction of your next project. Because I do feel in 2 or 3 months you're going to move out of where you are, but you're not going to change cities so much.
Mm-hmm.
They're very serious
so just be
about
very
your career.
Present.
Yeah.
There's a lot of drifting off and worrying and head in the clouds at the moment.
Yeah, okay. A lot.
Gotcha. So wait, do you have anything to say, Colby?
Well, I was just feeling more of a woman in spirit, and then this lady to me makes me feel like she's got a baby with her. So, Nico, can you understand? Can you connect to like a baby in spirit? May I ask?
I don't know. Maybe a woman, but not a baby. No.
Okay. It makes me feel like this woman would make me feel like a mother or like a mother to you. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then okay. So let me just go with her a little bit. Okay. This woman gives me this feeling of, she gives me this feeling of, you know, being someone that I felt like you could really talk to. Like, this may have been mom, but like, I feel like you had this really great bond with her. You could really have conversations with her. I feel like she had a big listening ear. I feel like she also was sick prior to her passing. Is that correct? Like a cancer prior to the passing?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. No. Do you understand mom in spirit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then you understand mom in spirit. You understand that personality with you being able to talk to her and having that open conversation.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. And you understand this feeling where I just feel like she was a big, you know, always encouraging you. Like whenever you felt like set back, I feel like she would push forward to kind of help you, kind of lift your spirits. Like I just feel like she just was that woman there who just wanted to make sure you were okay. Always more worried about you than herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. Okay, I do get this feeling too. Now, I will just share with you, I'm not sure, she just shows me a younger spirit with her. So I do want to share that. So, you know, if it doesn't connect now, maybe it will connect later for you. But she definitely shows me, I don't know if there's a cousin or someone younger when they were passed, but she definitely gives me someone younger also with her. Okay?
Yeah, definitely someone younger makes sense.
Who is it that she's connecting with, do you think?
Correct that that's a male that's the younger spirit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, because I can pick up on that as well. Colby, definitely the younger spirit in the male, and I feel the woman was very, very chatty and is looking after him. Just so.
A few months ago, like last November, someone close to me passed away that was younger, so maybe that would be it.
Would you recognize any names beginning with F or G? Because I sort of felt like I wanted to say like Fred or Garrett or something like that. I know that's weird, but does that mean anything to you?
No, I don't think so, no.
Okay. I'm going to give it to you just in case because it definitely came through clearly. And then the other name I heard was like an ECO. So I don't know if this is someone's last name or if this is first names, but it's the F, the G, and the ECO sound.
My grandpa, he was Alan Greco.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, there
you go. So it's probably the Greco coming through in bits and pieces. Mm. I just wanted grandpa to give Greco. That to you to let you know that then.
So now is this woman, woman, who is that? Is that you're thinking of, Nico?
My best friend's, mom got killed in a car accident.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, her name was Kathy, so that was someone that was, like, real, you know, close to me that we always would talk. And
you've had a rough year.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do, Joshua John just popped in. I want you to scooch over a little closer to Colby. Oh, no, you guys are good. Okay, so he just came in the door, and we're tapping into Nico. And then we have Cindy Keza here, too, hi, Cindy. You still here?
Hi. I'm still here.
Okay. So we do have a lot of people in the room. So it kind of like sometimes, you know, random people will try to pop in and take over the reading. But before we move on, I want to see if Joshua can kind of get to know Nico. And hi, Joshua. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. Thank you. Yeah. I'm from Portland, Oregon. So
here, put the mic a little close to your mouth.
LA traffic for me is like hell.
A little closer.
A little closer.
There we go.
Literally, it said I would get here 20 minutes early. I'm 20 minutes late.
It's okay.
So, hi, Nico.
Hi there. How's it going?
Hey, I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. Very good.
It's funny because what was written down before any of that information came forward was it was not being able to say goodbye to her. So, obviously, the car accident was obviously not expected. But what was really interesting is were you able to help with the funeral or setting up the ceremony as well?
Yeah. I mean, I helped out, you know, kind of with everything. So.
Only because she stepped forward and she said, I wanted to thank whoever, and I guess this would be you, for stepping in and helping set up the ceremony. One of the things that keeps coming up for me as well, and I don't know if you received either a card after she passed away or something with her handwriting that was significant only to you, but I feel as if that you received her handwriting or like the letter that was left behind for you.
Not from her, not anything like that.
Okay. I would leave it with you just because when I looked at it, it did show that it was her handwriting. And I feel as whether it's a card that you had left from her, or something that you kind of came across after she passed away, it did show that you were looking at it. And actually, this might be with a young male as well that passed away, if you had something with his handwriting as well. And because as I said that, he stepped forward and showed me his name.
Yeah, I'd have something similar to that. So
okay,
yeah, probably the younger male. That would be something that I'd definitely still have.
Okay, and because as I said that he kind of stepped forward and took ownership of that. And would you understand the J name as well? So I don't know if there's a Jamie or a Jonathan that would be connected here, the J initial.
Well, my father's name was John.
Okay, and he's on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Only because when I got closer to your energy, I did feel the J step forward. But what's interesting is, did you not get a chance to say goodbye to him in the way that you would have wanted either?
Yeah. I was actually supposed to go meet him for the first time, and then I flew back home from the East Coast. And the day I flew back in, my aunt called me and was like, sorry, he passed away. So
I'm sorry. It just felt as though that he said that.
That's where the guilt comes in.
Yeah, I just felt as though that there was no way for you to say goodbye to this man. One of the interesting things that comes forward with him is, I don't know if you received like a book of his, and maybe the book was either his handwriting, but again, with the handwriting. But I also feel as if a lot of his childhood pictures were in there as well. So I feel as though that you were able to go through and keep the photos of him either growing up or be able to at least look through them is what he pulls up.
Yeah, I mean, with him, I've never really seen any photos at all. Just at my mom's wedding, that was it. But there was a letter that was written
from him,
yeah,
as well.
No pictures.
Okay, and I don't know if you came across maybe your baby photo that he had, but there is a picture of that he's showing with the handwriting that was kept.
I'll have to check it out. I don't know. There's a box full of stuff, but okay. I haven't really gone through it.
And the November's month is very significant as well here.
Yeah.
He didn't hear that part. He just got here.
Oh.
This okay. is good. You All just right. bring a new clairvoyant in and he just sort of. Well, he lost somebody in November.
Oh, okay.
Recently.
Well, I guess this person's. I didn't know.
He's got a lot of them. Nico, I didn't know you had so many people last year.
I know. Yeah.
Oh,
my gosh. Last few years have been hectic.
And Colby's got a little note here that says brother on it.
I wrote brother because I felt like it's a brother or either your brother or a man who's like your brother, like a friend that would have been like a brother, but a brother is what I got.
Yeah. Last November, I lost my younger brother, so.
Oh, okay. So I think that was the baby. You know how they would say a baby brother?
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the baby, because, and then it would make sense that your mom, so your mom just wanted to step forward first to let you know that she's got your brother, but it does make me, there's just so much, it feels very hectic around the passing of your brother. It just feels like
it was his friend's mother who died,
yeah.
And then she's with the
My
baby.
Mom's still here,
so yeah, that's why it's confusing.
Oh, sorry, yeah,
but still.
But the lady definitely makes me feel like she's like a mom to him for sure.
Wow. Yeah, she was great.
Jeez. So, Cindy.
Yes.
How's it going over there? We're going through. We're
sitting in my Jeep in the sun. I'm getting fried. My Polish skin is frying right now.
we're weaving through the spirits with Nico, and it's all like it's coming together in a puzzle. But I wonder if you guys can, you know, send a message or something that, you know, is meaningful, because obviously he's got a whole host of characters that are here with us. Does anybody get any kind of like, I mean, we all love Nico. We all want to say we love him and that he's, you know, an amazing guy and that, you know, everything's fine where they are. But what is I don't know. I just feel like we should send a message. That's all.
The one, Nika, can I give you a message from this a gentleman that I'm connecting to, who I feel is the brother figure that Colby mentioned earlier? He's would you understand that he'd be very frustrated with the way he passed, or the fact that he passed when he did?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I feel like I just, when I see him, he's going, oh, why? And I feel like my brain's spinning. He says to you not to try anything that's not, his message is, don't try anything you think is stupid with your career and your future plan.
Yeah.
Or life
because
in general.
I feel like you're saying to yourself, I need to push myself and do stuff out of my comfort zone. And he's saying, no, just go where you know is safe. Go where you know is safe. And that will lead you in the right path. I feel like he's shown me a very clear path for you, a very easy path for you, and a path to make a lot of money and be very well known for who you are. There's a book at the end of it too. I've got a book on the side which tells your life story. And he says, you're going to feel really good about it. It's so easy. Just be comfortable with knowing that you are in the right space.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be pushing forward in the direction that we all felt was right for you all along.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
The book was definitely something else that I've been trying to work on, but yeah.
That's in the future.
Okay.
The path now is to just fulfill the easy dream.
Yeah.
Don't try and overcomplicate it. He's saying you're trying to overcomplicate and make it into this big millennial big deal. And he's like, no, just focus on the easy dream. And
sounds
it'll make
about right.
Cindy, okay, Cindy, I'll leave that with you.
Cindy, do you have any insight here? Cindy, do you have any
insight? Me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Well, you know, I will say I've read for Nico before, so I have to say that. But what I do feel, and I want to say hi from your brother because I've communicated with him before, but I really feel like he needs your mom to know. Well, he's talking about, like, I know you have tattoo for your brother, right, Nico?
Yeah.
Did you get one? But is your mom also getting a tattoo for your brother? Like, is she thinking about getting one?
Yeah, I mean, she absolutely, like, hates tattoos and never wants one, anything. But she saw this picture of, like, this, like, heartbeat that goes from, like, red to blue to red because he donated his organs. And so I think she's gonna get that
she's going to get it. Because I was like, I didn't think she had any. But then he's, like, saying, like, mom is going to get the tattoo.
Come
but
on.
You have to go with her and hold her hand because she's freaked out by needles. Like, he shows me she hates needles, right? So, tell
numbing
her to
cream.
Have a shot of tequila.
Oh boy! Well, that's nice. That's really sweet. That's nice.
Are don't drink and get tattoos. Your blood will thin. I'm just joking. He's just being funny.
Well, I was hoping that he would come through, but it's kind of interesting that how we weave through the train of people, spirits. You had a lot of people last year. Okay, so this is going to be a year where you're not going to have that. You're going to move forward, have a great career, and it sounds like it's going to be great. And maybe it'll be a little. This week you were in LA at the Supermodel United. What is it? Supermodel.
Yeah, it was the Supermodels Unlimited magazine, and it was cool. Snoop Dogg was there, and there's a lot of big actresses and people from The Voice, America's Next Top Model.
And Nico's on Below Deck. He's one of the Stews on Below Deck, and that's how I met him. And he's
it's on the beach stuff.
Yes, and they have a new season starting on September 5th.
Yeah, on Bravo. So that'll be the start of the new journey.
It won't be as good as our episode, but oh well. And but it's kind of cool that you did that another year. I didn't know you would, but I'm glad that the show's a success and that you're able to, go out and do other stuff and grow and start your own thing and whatnot.
Yeah, thank you. I do have to say though as well, you know, Cindy has read me before, and it's you know, good and to see, because other people that are saying the exact same thing, you know, with the book, with the success, and you know, it's word for word redundant, and
you get the same message. Yeah,
validating.
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
I want to know. Cindy said something on Below Deck about a relationship that we wanted to know if it was that if it ever came out to be anything, or if
You're talking about Ben and Emily.
Yes. Huh? Are they still together?
From social media, I think they're still together.
Okay.
I mean, everyone's got their own opinion.
Will they still be together at the end of the season? No.
Stay tuned.
I
right?
guess we can't. We won't now, will we?
Yeah, I mean, Ben wasn't on our season, so.
Oh, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. So, you know, me, Kate, and Captain Lee were the only returning cast members. So.
Oh, you have a good crew this year.
Yeah.
But it's a great show.
From what I see, I mean, on social media, sure, but. I don't know.
I think Cindy's right. I'm sorry.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're going to get married and have like 5 kids and it'll be...
And then get divorced? No, his question was, will we be together like married? So we don't know. We have to
Time
wait.
Time will tell, huh?
Yeah, the jury's out. So, exactly. Yeah, but... Well, you know, best to you and Kate and Captain Lee and
thank you.
And hope that, you know, where else can we find you? What else is coming up?
Actually on September 5th, I'll be on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen.
Cool. So, that's fun.
But yeah, also on, you know, my Instagram, my Twitter accounts, Facebook, you know, pretty much be all around social media and just waiting for the next season to come out and
modeling and doing cool stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been doing a little bit of photo shoots and working with other sorts of things to try and just kind of boost myself, I guess, you know.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad that you came and Colby thinks you're adorable.
Well, we all do. I think we all put dibs in.
Maybe even Joshua.
No, he's getting married. Joshua's getting married.
I have 35 days till I'm married.
Okay. Oh, yes. Congratulations. Okay. So I'm going to let you go. I'm going to introduce Joshua and we're going to move on to the next caller. And I just hope everything goes well for you. And thank you for being a part of this.
Thank you so much for having me on. And everyone, thank you so much. I appreciate it all.
Thank you, Nico.
Bye, Nico.
Bye.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
So that was good. You know, it's always fun to have all these people in here. I don't think we had any hijackings, though. We were able to zoom right into this situation. But Cindy, how are you? What are you doing these days?
I actually have... 10 days off, which is a miracle.
Really?
I don't think I've had 10 days off in a long time, so I've just been hanging out. I'm actually in Boulder. I got a sunburn on my nose. You can see it. I went deeping yesterday. I'm really living the Colorado life.
Oh, that's nice. So, but you do have some dates. You have some dates coming up, right? Like all over the place.
I do. Yeah. The end of this month and into September is pretty crazy, but I'm excited to get back out and do some events. So. Yeah.
And if you find if you go to CindyKaza.com, medium say CindyKaza, right? .com.
MediumCindyKaza.com.
Yeah, you can see all the events. She's all over the country and she can, you know, you can go in. Actually, Nika went to visit you when you were in Chicago. And
yeah.
I have a picture of you guys together. It's really cute. It was so sweet to see you guys together. That was fun. But yeah, I mean, you can stick around and chime in, or you know, there's a picture of him right there. Look how cute they are! And he called me and said, "Oh, I'm going to see Cindy at her show tomorrow." So you actually perform in Chicago?
I did, yeah. So what happened was I wound up doing a reading for Nico and his mom and his stepdad, and then they came out to see the show in Chicago. So it was really nice to spend some time with them. They're really sweet. So
that's so cool. I'm so glad when that happens. So, all right. So anyways, Joshua, we haven't seen each other in so long.
I know.
And if Cindy, if you want to stay, you can stay. Just, you know, I don't want to make you, you know, feel just everybody stay. so when
I'm sitting in the Whole Foods parking lot.
I mean, it's up to you. I don't know. I mean, it's up to you. But okay. So Joshua is getting married.
Yep.
And you were on my show probably what, 2 years ago?
Oh geez. Yeah.
Yeah. And we discussed, you know, you had if anybody has the premium, maybe I'll release that show. You did an amazing job. I can't remember who it was with specifically, but I remember just like, you were just amazing. And, You're now working with foster children.
Yeah, so I became a social worker. I worked as a social worker for about a year and a half because I put myself through school. And then I noticed that I wasn't doing what I wanted. I was almost a Band-Aid for the kids. So I quit. I started my own nonprofit. And I still do readings full time. And I'm going back to school in October. And I have a one-year-old.
Oh, he adopted a foster child.
Yeah, kind of.
Wow. Yes, right? Yeah. And that's amazing. So, gosh, you're all grown up now.
I know. And I've been in L.A. since Thursday night. And I've been able to read about 97 people since I've been here.
One of whom happens to be Drew's sister.
How did you do that? 97?
Yeah,
that's a lot of readings.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, whenever I come to L.A., I have 4 days, and I'm literally nonstop doing readings.
It's
and
so funny.
Yeah, your sister came to one of my group readings.
It's crazy.
Friday, and I had no, because there was 25
Drew's
people.
Here.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Drew. And she came up to me, her friend, your sister's friend, she was like, oh, I have a sister-in-law that has a podcast, has tons of psychics on it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And your sister looks at me and goes, yeah, my wife's or my husband's wife is Susan Pinsky. I was like, oh, I'm going to be there Sunday.
How weird is that? Small coincidence. So I want you guys to – I brought somebody in that I – work with really closely with, and Drew obviously is going to have to get up and I'm not going to put her on camera because she may be uncomfortable if she does, but her name's Erin, and she's, I know you guys can't, I don't know if you can see her, you guys can't see her on this Zoom, Cindy or Khalees, but knowing you, you'll be able to just somehow be able to see whatever is happening because you have these abilities without even using your eyes. It's just so insane. But anyways, we have four premium psychics here, and Erin's a big fan of the show, especially Cindy Kaza. She's been following Cindy. I got to see that Cindy Kaza.
Oh,
she's so rocking. I love her. She's so awesome. And she's been wanting to come to your show, but I you know, and I'm like, go see her. You should see her. She's local, but she's a working person and, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes. But I just thought I'd let her get a psychic reading today because I spent a lot of time with her. And I think it would be really cool to have her, you know, get a reading, if that's okay. Does anybody want to does anybody have any instinct to have a reading with her? She looks really nervous.
I'm going to take this one because I feel like she's a big fan of yours.
Yeah, Cindy should start. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, gosh. Well, I want to say, you know, I know I've got a woman here, and I keep seeing this accidental overdose, so there's got to be drugs involved, and I keep seeing pills mixed with alcohol, and I keep feeling like it would be, I don't know if it's a friend or a colleague. Does this make sense to you?
Well, not the alcohol part or the overdose, but.
No? No, okay.
It
might be somebody else. She can't see you right now.
No, it might. I know. Let me just see, because I know that this woman's here, so I've got to make sense of who it is, because
it
I know that I keep seeing, like, I did heroin, and then I had to get off it, so I was taking whatever to get off of it, but then I feel like I overdosed, but it's definitely a woman. So that doesn't make sense to anybody?
That would probably be connected to Drew. He knows all those guys.
I feel like that's
Drew's like, Drew's shaking
Cindy.
His head. It's probably somebody connected to Drew, because, you know.
Oh, he's in the room. Oh, I can't see who's in there. Okay.
Yeah. while you're tuning in, is it Erin or Karen?
Erin.
Erin? Okay, Erin.
But does anyone know the name Tanya? Sorry, I'm sorry. Khalees.
No, you go.
Tanya?
Because I keep hearing like the name of Tanya or Tanya or something
Tatiana.
That sounds like that.
Tatiana?
That could somehow be connected.
How about Tatiana?
Who's Tatiana?
Who's Tatiana?
My son's friend.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Tatiana.
And Tatiana is still alive? We're on the other side. I'm sorry to ask.
She's alive.
Okay, now, do you know if Tatiana lost anybody, a woman in her life, to a drug overdose while I'm seeing that?
No, I don't know that.
but that's all. Okay. I mean, she's in she's from like Chicago, Louisiana. She's back in Louisiana right now.
Okay, so Drew's probably, this is probably for Drew. He's like,
well, maybe not, because it could be for Tatiana, unless Drew knows like a Tanya or that name connected with that.
Well, that Tanya
scenario.
Was our first guest.
We just had Tawny Katane on just right before this, and she used to do a fair amount of drugs and also knew probably some people who, so that might be who it's connected to.
Okay. Can I try one more and then
yes,
pass
you may.
Over to Talese?
Okay.
Okay. because I know there's a man here too who feels like dad to me, and I keep seeing that I had problems with my respiratory system. Like, I feel like my heart's not working. I can't breathe right. Does that make sense to you?
Well, my dad passed. He was on a, they had him in a coma type of thing.
Okay. Do you know the name of William or Bill that would be connected somehow in your family as well?
Yes, yes.
Who is it?
It's my Uncle Bill.
Uncle Bill.
Okay. Uncle Bill. So I know your dad's here, and then Uncle Bill, would he be alive still, Bill?
No.
On the other side, sorry. Okay, so let me just keep going. Because they must be standing next to each other, but I want to bring your dad through first. Because I keep feeling like when your father, because I know obviously he was on life support and what you said, or he's in a coma, but I keep feeling like this connection between members of the family. So do you understand your dad being disconnected from, or there being a separation in the family?
She's shaking her head up and down.
Yeah.
So that's a yes? Okay. Because I keep feeling like the family didn't get to make amends before your father passed away. So it feels scattered and a little bit broken. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And that your dad is actually showing me that he's taking some responsibility for the fighting in the family. I don't know that he would have done that when he was here, but I feel that he shows me he could be difficult to get along with. Does that also make sense?
He was stubborn. Yeah, he was always right, and the rest were pretty much wrong, and he was the one that was the head. Yeah.
And there's also a connection to your father showing me he didn't have anything really too organized when he passed away, so I feel like his finances weren't organized. Does that make sense?
They're all giggling.
Well, I mean, he was, it's hard to say. I know where you're going with this. Actually, but his finances were
a mess.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, Erin's a bookkeeper, so she probably knows that as a fact. Yeah,
okay.
She's my bookkeeper, by the way.
But that's funny. Okay, so but what I keep feeling though, your dad. So obviously, there's an apology for the finances not being completely together, but he also makes me feel like he had like things scattered, like money was scattered or things were just scattered. And then he's showing me
she looked at her sister and her sister's nodding yes.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yes, that's a yes.
And, okay, but you know what it is your dad's pretty funny, because I don't think he would ever admit to not being organized, like he wasn't with his finances, but he always acted
she's
like he had things under control.
Aaron,
you
know?
Exactly.
Like,
you got that right on the head.
So, he's like, but he's so stubborn on the other side. He's funny. He's like, don't make me look too bad, Cindy. Come on, you know, like, but the thing is, you know, I know your dad really was a hardworking man in his day. I know your father, meant well by others. I think he was misunderstood sometimes. I think that if things didn't go his way, he could get angry, but I know that his heart was in the right place. Do you understand that?
Oh yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And so he loves you guys, you know.
I'm gonna
say happy birthday too.
Whose birthday is it?
It's gonna be mine.
Well, talk into the mic.
Oh,
sweetie.
Mine is coming up September.
Oh, cool. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to
thanks.
You.
Okay.
And can I just try, is it around the 12th that time? Around 12?
It's the 13th.
Nice.
She
scores. You win $500. I wish I could hand out $500 every time I get a birthday right. That'd be awesome. So Colby's like scribbling and kind of, and Joshua, I can see their minds like coming together here. And what are you guys picking up?
Well, I pick up a younger person in spirit again for you. And I feel like this is like a son or something for you. Do you have a son in spirit, can I ask?
Yes.
Because he said he's your son and he's your brother is what he said. Is that right? Is there a connect? He has a sister?
No, he doesn't have a sister. He has two other brothers.
Okay.
This is his
Okay, because I wrote down that he's your child, that he's a son in spirit, and that the passing is quick. But there's something odd about this passing. Like maybe we don't have all the details, or there's something we have to look into, like something a little suspicious around the passing. So would you understand that at all around the passing?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And I do feel like, but he gives me this feeling. He's not super young. He feels like, I don't know if he was 17. I wrote down a number 17.
27.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And he gives me this feeling where, I don't know. He seems like, I feel like he looked like he had everything put together. So I feel like he's a very put together kid or trying to put things back together. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And I get this feeling where he has like, I think he's a very active kid, like a lot of interests is what I see. Like, I feel like we couldn't pin him down for anything. I just feel like, you know, we couldn't get him even to commit to like one career thing because I think he really liked everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
exactly. And he's definitely a little bit of a rock star, like, or at least he thought he was. Make sense? Okay. And then, what's that guy's name? Morrison, Jim Morrison. Is there a Jim or James name connection as well?
James.
Yeah.
Not with him or anything.
James Dean.
In the middle, as a middle name or connected to the family in the living or in spirit. It doesn't have to be his name, but I got a Jim or a James just because I saw Jim Morrison. So that's what's making me think of that.
He had so many friends.
Okay.
I couldn't even begin. They were everywhere.
Okay.
I can't believe you had a 27-year-old son.
And I do get this feeling. I do get this feeling, though. That's the idea, though, is, you know, again, with that, I just feel like people were very drawn to him is the feeling I'm getting. Again, I do see Jim Morrison again, so I must not be getting something right. Because, like, that shirtless, and there's a shirtless album with his, so I don't know if your son just didn't like wearing a shirt or if he thought he was all that.
He wore tank tops, so, yeah. So, yeah, actually.
But I do see he's got a lot of friends around him, and I do see a lot of feeling of, and he had great hair. And then I think you've got some of the hair. Did you keep some of the hair, can I ask?
No, I don't. Probably in a brush somewhere. I have so much of his stuff in my house still.
Okay. Aww. I definitely want to kind of go back to the passing or taking a further look at the passing, taking a further look at the circumstances around this passing, just because I feel like there's something more to this. Can you understand that around it? Okay. I don't feel like he's alone in this passing. I feel like somebody else is with him as well. So are you aware, was he with someone else that you're aware of?
No.
Not with them.
Okay, passed with them. There's not someone connected.
Nobody died with them.
Colby, I'm picking that up too.
Okay, I don't feel like he was alone, is what I'm getting.
No, but there was somebody else involved.
We all got there. Yeah,
Okay.
His best friend got there, but didn't get there. I mean.
Okay,
he was the person. There was somebody involved in his death.
Okay,
right. That's what I see.
Yeah,
and I see that it was a mistake. It wasn't on purpose. If you needed to know that.
I have a different. I think it's on purpose.
Oh, you think it's different?
It wasn't, okay. Or intentional because
it's
suspicious.
The awkward side, honestly,
yeah, that's what
she
I got.
She has the word suspicious written down.
Yeah, I got that too. Ooh. I think that was Cindy that said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I can just tell you what I get, and we could both be completely different ends, but it just gives you some perspective.
Yeah, go ahead, Khalees.
Yeah, I feel like. He needs you to know that he knew something was coming because I see his legs being stuck and it's like he's aware that something's about to happen and he can't move and he can't get out of the space. And I feel like there is something coming towards him, and this may be symbolic, but like he knows that whatever's about to happen is about to happen. And I feel that there's two people involved in this action, but I just don't feel like it was meant to happen to him.
Yeah.
So
basically, yes, there's,
it shouldn't have happened to him because of his own.
Somebody made
so it. Whether he's the wrong guy, yeah, or whether they picked him and they were supposed to pick someone else and he got blamed for something that wasn't his fault, there was some element of mistake in that, or that they didn't know he was there when they did what they did. But
yeah, that would be more like it. That, well, basically,
like he couldn't move and he was supposed to move out of the way and they didn't realize he was there, and it was like, oh, now we need to deal with this.
Yeah, it was like an illegal U-turn. And boom.
Oh, Joshua's got something with car.
Because I felt like I felt like there was a bike next to him. I don't know if he just rode bikes or if he was on a bike.
He was on his bike.
Yeah.
Thank you. And he points to his legs to say, my legs are stuck. I can't move my legs. And I don't know if they were physically stuck or if he was paralyzed with fear or he just couldn't get fast enough. But my legs are stuck. There's a struggle. There's two others coming towards me, and then I got the word mistake and that they didn't know he was there, and I feel like it's nighttime. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It was dark. It was 7:30.
Okay. And then also I feel like he's just a really sweet person. It's like a really lovely person.
He was, actually.
Yeah. And that you feel an element of failure and guilt around this, and like you were let down and you let him down, and it was just all this big implosion of negativity around what happened. And Spirit is working hard to reverse that.
Mm, yeah.
Joshua. Okay.
Hi. First of all, I'm sorry for your loss.
Okay.
One of the things that I did get before we began was the car accident that took place. But what's really interesting is I like to look at his energy, and I don't know if I personally look like him or if I resemble him in a lot of ways, but he just said, Joshua, we're so much alike. Like, he sits there and he just goes, I'm hyper, you're hyper, we can't sit down. And so as I connect with him, he just goes, you know, he shows me these pictures of him, and I feel as if, like, you literally gave out pictures to either all of his friends, or you made sure all of his friends got a part of him, is what he brings forward. I feel as if there was like five different people that, like, I see your necklace, unfortunately, but one of the things I feel is so that there either five people receive something like this, but he makes me feel as if to say thank you.
Oh, yeah, my son Hunter's friend's dad gave us all a necklace that we could keep ashes in it.
And were there five total that you know of?
Nine. There was four. There could have been five. There were four for sure.
So if you find a fifth one that was passed on, I just felt as if to acknowledge all five of them. One of the things that I also get, it's weird because I don't think he liked to wear belts, but like, I don't know if that means he... pants sagged, but one of the things that I just felt is that there's something about either keeping his belt buckle or keeping a belt of his is what I see. And I know that you said you have a lot of his belongings, and he also kept showing me, it's interesting because he shows me, like, I don't know if this means you haven't touched anything in his bedroom or anything. It's almost as if you have like an altar dedicated just to him, and he makes me feel as if you walk out there, you acknowledge him, you says
good, my office,
and he just
it's
says
full of his pictures,
perfect. But for me, he just says, I need you to know that you say good morning. One of the things that he also kept talking to me about as well is he showed me the May connection being significant here. So I feel as May's either a birthday or a celebration.
It's his birthday.
Perfect. One of the things that he also keeps pulling up here with me is he says, I need you to know that every single time that he says, I should have been there, he says, no, you shouldn't have been there. And I don't know if you literally prayed, said, take me instead or trade me. He says, but that's not your choice is what he says. But it's interesting because I feel as if you've had two major dreams since his passing, or two dreams that you reiterate or have had consistent is what he makes me feel.
No, I don't really remember much of my dreams.
May I ask, did you guys plant something in memory of him in like either two different spots, or are there two different ceremonies that friends have done in memory of him?
We just did one. And I do have a place I like
that you go to, but he made me feel as if there's two different spots that are in acknowledgement of him. And can I ask, did you carry around his ID card as well for a period of time?
For a while.
And then you don't anymore?
No, it's in the drawer.
He just says that you carried around for a period of time and then you put it away. And to me, this is just showing that the struggle and the progress with the mourning that you went through. What's really interesting is when I did get connected to Dad, I don't know if he was named after your father, if there was a name that was passed down. But what's really interesting is that they were a lot alike in their decision making. So I don't know if they were just very... quick to react to things, but they just made me feel as if your dad says, at least I get to have some alone time with him, is what he says. And he also made me feel as if, I don't know if somebody got like, I don't know if they're literally his thumbprints or there's like angel wings that were done in memory.
I have a keychain that one of his best friends gave me that is wings, angel wings on, has a saying on it that he brought to me at Christmas gave to me.
Because he just went like this and he just says, just tell her I know about the angel wings that was given to you. So just know that he was there with you.
Oh, Brad.
That's special.
And I wrote down fingerprint, too. There's something with a fingerprint. Either you've got his fingerprint or...
the whole hand.
Or something.
My son brought back all his, when they were living together. So everything, when they moved out, after he passed, came to my house. So literally all his paintball trophies, I mean, that whole thing is just...
It's hard to go through, too. You have to wait.
Like, yeah.
Can I ask, was there a child born into the family after he passed away?
His friend just had a baby, best friend, and he was the only one that knew about that she was pregnant.
I just felt to say, please just tell him that he was there.
That's funny. That's weird because I gave him the ashes. My son took the ashes to him right before she had the baby, and Ryan was able to take them with him in there and wrote me and said Tristan was there with me.
Oh, I believe it. Well, now you know.
Wow. I'll have to tell him that.
Very nice. Okay. Well, we came full circle here, and that was... is that helpful?
Yeah. Yeah, actually. Yeah. I just want to make sure he's okay.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you give him his first beer?
He's pointing at her sister.
Only because he looks at you and he says... I don't know why, but he looked at you and he always respected the time that you guys had together. And I feel as though that you didn't get a lot of the alone time with him. But he made me feel, he said, when I did get to see you, whether it was at family functions or Christmas times, though it was very rare, he says, I still cherish those, is what he said. But I felt as if, I don't know if this means you connect more with him in your dreams or you connect more like just feeling him all around. But he says, know that those feelings are true.
His aunt. I'm sorry, I forgot your
name.
Colleen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can I ask what date was his birthday in May? Because I've got written down May 17. I wasn't sure if it was 2017 or the 17th of May.
May 3rd.
May 3rd.
1989,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just know that the May and the 17 comes up together and also the name Paul, in case that means anything to you.
Who's Paul?
My first husband is Paul.
Really? May 17 and Paul? Yeah. That's for you, Ben.
Well,
my
listen.
Dad's name is Paul. Okay.
Okay, your dad's name is Paul and your birthday's May. Okay, I think we're segueing over here.
Sorry.
So I think that's good.
Oh, but it's my May 18 is my sober anniversary.
Oh,
yay.
Congratulations.
Oh, gotcha.
That's awesome. Wow.
Okay, I have something, a story about May 18 or Faye that I'm going to tell you later then.
Okay, good. So we have to wrap this up, and I want to thank Tony from UBN for putting this on and having a great studio and giving us this opportunity to be live and have everybody come in and see what's going on. We don't usually have so many psychics and so many people at the same time, but I thought I'd just let everybody come on in and check it out. It's a cool studio,
yeah,
huh?
It is.
It's very nice. We can Zoom you in from wherever, and we can, you know, get the word out and try to, you know, help as many people as we can, connect with the people that they want to connect with. And also, I want to thank my husband for sitting here after eye surgery in pain. He's been very quiet today. I don't know if anybody noticed. It's very odd for him.
I didn't even know he was there.
I know. And he just had eye surgery, Cindy, and he's so quiet. But we're going to go take care of him. And then I also want to thank Psychic Rebel Colby for everything that she does. And you were fantastic today. Joshua, you can find – tell everybody where we can find you, Joshua.
I'm in L.A. Quarterly, but I have a website. It is askjj.org and Facebook, Medium Joshua John.
Yes, because I was like Googling it very fast and I was like, okay, I got to. But I do know Psychic Rebel Colby is always available. She has a show here every Thursday. You can call into her show and get a psychic reading. She knocks them out here and she does a great job and she has great guests. And what else is coming
Thank
up for you?
Thank you.
You have
lots of yeah, I have a new space in LA, so super excited and really looking forward to a lot of things coming up.
And also we have Cindy Keza, who once again we've given her introduction. You can find her at Medium Cindy Keza on Twitter and Facebook, and also CindyKeza.com, right?
Somebody stole that from me. I have to buy CindyKeza.com back. I'm so pissed.
So Medium Cindy Keza. Yeah. But you'll be able to find her. She's absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, you just Google Cindy Keza Medium and there her face comes up and it's just absolutely adorable. Thank you for taking the time to join us. And then, of course, last but not least, we have Khalees, who is Khalees Simone. And she will be... in New York. She's in the New York area, so if you need a psychic medium in the East Coast, she's amazing.
Thank you. I'm actually going to be in the OC in Orange County on August 23rd. I'm going to be in Aspen on August 25th for 4 days giving private readings. Then I'm going to be in Sydney September 5th to September 11th, then Auckland, New Zealand as well. And then I will be back in New York for 4 days, and then I'm going to be up in Boston area.
Wow.
For weekends in October near Southern Massachusetts, and then I will be in New York back for private readings in November, just in case you wanted to know where I was going.
Yeah, so go to her website, check out my cast of clairvoyance on callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com. Thank you, Tawny Kitaen. Thank you, Nico Scully. And until next time, I really appreciate everybody listening and watching, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Follow Susan on Twitter or Instagram at First Lady of Love. And check callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com for all the latest info and links to our cast of clairvoyance.